Bernie Moreno secures pledge to keep historic Ohio paper mill open after Democrat investor threatened closure. By Sean Moran on April 18, 2025. Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., on Friday secured a commitment to pause the closure of the Chillicothe paper mill until the end of the year after a private equity Democrat donor moved to shutter the historic fixture of Chillicothe, Ohio. I just got off the phone with Higg Capital and I'm thrilled to announce they have agreed to pause the closure of the Chillicothe paper mill until the end of the year. I look forward to working with them to find a solution that guarantees the well-being of Ohio workers, Moreno wrote on Friday morning. Moreno's announcement follows after the senator wrote to Sami Maimney, the founder, executive chairman, and chief executive of HIG Capital, after Maimney's selfish business decisions and corporate greed, which would have led to nearly 1,000 Pixel employees to lose their jobs if it were not for Moreno's intervention. Figuring out how to feed and provide for your family when you've been laid off after dedicating 37 years of your life to an employer because Wall Street elites decided that they want to align operations with long-term business goals, Moreno described. The Buckeye State Conservative noted that the paper mill has been a fixture of Chillicothe for hundreds of years, saying that the first paper mill was constructed in 1812. Yet somehow your collective greed and or inept business choices managed to close the doors to a paper mill that survived the Great Depression, Pearl Harbor, the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the transition to a digital age, and a global age, he remarked. It appears that Maimney and his wife, Hala, have been staunch supporters of Democrats for years. Sami Maimney has donated roughly $450,000 to Democrats since 2012, which includes then-Senator Sherrod Brown's, D.O., 2012 re-election campaign, Barack Obama's 2012 presidential election, Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential election, and many others. Hala donated even more to Democrats than her husband, who has given roughly $446,000 to Democrats since 2007. Moreno said that HIG's business model is to suck the proverbial blood out of companies it acquires until the companies declare bankruptcy, leaving the employees and communities it decimates. I can only conclude that HIG acquired a landmark Ohio business with the sole intention of shutting it down to line your executives' pockets at the expense of hard-working Ohioans, he said, noting that he will encourage the Justice Department and the Treasury Department to investigate HIG portfolio companies to prevent another disaster like this from happening again. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.